on Wednesdays. We talk to Easy Ticket Mike. We're coast to coast and everywhere in between on this national show called America Tonight. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Could be better, my friend. Could not be better. Hey, training camps start at the end of the month in football. Everybody knows football rules when it comes to the dollar and the eye. So many people, whether they like to gamble, whether they like just to root for their team, whatever it is, the NFL couldn't be bigger in the United States, certainly. So I know that the numbers are up on the boards now in Vegas as to who's going to win and what's going to happen. And it's a lot of fun, isn't it, when people start to speculate and they actually go to sites like yours and start to buy tickets. I imagine you have a ton.
Oh, yeah. We're filling up our inventory for the fall with all the NFL games. NFL, also the college games. I mean, there's going to be a ton of games, but from that standpoint, I'm looking, from the college ranks, I'm hoping my Longhorns do something this year too.
Yeah, you never know. That's the same thing. It's the same game. I've been prepping for a college football thing I'm going to do, and there's so many teams, and of course all the various conferences. It's a lot of fun to speculate on that as well. And I would imagine besides in Texas, you've got tickets for teams all over the place. Like if I wanted to go see Notre Dame, I could probably get tickets from you, right?
Yeah, and the thing about Notre Dame this year is they're doing some games outside of South Bend.
I know.
They're playing down in San Antonio this year, I think. I forget who they're playing, but I've got it listed on my computer, but Notre Dame's got such a big following all around, and they're trying to expand that by doing some of their games out and about.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, that's true. Notre Dame is one of those teams that you either hate them or you love them, but regardless, there is a big following, and not just alums that follow Notre Dame. Hey, in baseball, we're at that break point. The All-Star game, of course, is next week, and that's when things really, I think, start to percolate in Major League Baseball, no question about it. The Dodgers, we've talked about them all the way through, still the hottest team in baseball. Even when they lose a couple, like losing to the Mets, it doesn't matter because ultimately, if they can hold on to that record, they're going to be there in the end, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Dodgers, I mean, they're looking awesome this year. They're whooping up on just about everybody. Like you said, they lost to the Mets tonight, but they've got the best record in baseball right now. And I'm watching the Rangers and the Angels. It looks like Texas is going to regain number one in their division. The Angels and the Rangers were tied going into this game, but it looks like that Texas is probably going to take two out of three from them. They're playing in Anaheim tonight, but Texas is in the seventh inning. They're ahead 8-1.
Yeah, it's always interesting.
They had a slugfest. I think they've had five or six homers tonight.
Yeah, it's always interesting that when it really counts, when you start to get late into September and then, of course, rolling into October, those games and those series that you drop here and there start to matter because you don't want to get it to the point where you're just a game and a half out. And then you look through the various divisions and you're barely there for the wild card. It's so tied up. I mean, it makes it exciting for the fan, but if you're playing on the team, you'd like to have a little bit of distance. And that's like when we were talking about the Dodgers, they still have a little bit of distance. So that's what makes it interesting ultimately as we get closer to the fall and the fall classic, which I absolutely love. And we'll tell everybody too, they can go to easy-ticket.com to pick up tickets. In the NBA, people are just talking really about free agents, and that can make the difference with ticket sales for the teams. And obviously for a guy like you, Mike, because if you get a big headliner that comes to town or something changes, ticket sales can be really brisk, and you're in the business of speculating, deciding how many tickets you get here, how many tickets you get there. So obviously you're keeping a strong eye on the free agent market, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, and there's some movement here with the Mavericks today. Looks like they're going to they're going to pick up Sean Merriam from the Raptors, but they're getting rid of three players away from them. A couple of my favorites are Devin George and Jerry Stackhouse. It looks like they're going to be going by the wayside. They've always been my favorites, but you know, in pro basketball, pretty much any of the pro sports, nobody's permanent.
Boy, that's the truth, too. Hey, concerts, a lot of people listening to us, I say this often, Madison Square Garden, I think, is the best place to go see a concert. There's something about being in New York and being in Manhattan and in Los Angeles as well. The Staples Center has become a pretty decent place. The acoustics are good there. There's a bunch of people on tour, of course.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of country, you know, the summertime, a lot of country western singers are out on tour right now. Right now, Taylor Swift and Keith Urban, they're on tour. Toby Keith's out there. Brad Paisley, he's on tour. Of course, your favorite, the Jonas Brothers, they're back on tour. But Earth, Wind, and Fire, they're on tour with Chicago, and they're going to be here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area this weekend.
Yeah, that would be an interesting concert to see, I think. The first concert I went to, when I was maybe 14, I want to say it was either Eric Clapton or Chicago. I can't remember, but I know that they put on a good show back in the day, and I think they still put on a good show. So people, if they want concert tickets or any tickets to sporting events, they go to easy-ticket.com, right, my friend?
That's right. I remember I saw Chicago years ago at the Nassau Coliseum there on Long Island.
Mm.
And, you know, they've been around forever, but they still put on a great show.
Oh, boy, they sure do. And here's the thing, you recognize their music. Even if you're in your late 20s, early 30s, you can still, I think, relate to Chicago, certainly. Hey, you have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk to you next week, Mike.
You too. Talk to you later, Kate.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, coming up next, if you were thinking...